Good morning. On the phone line right now from the Amber Community Club is Sean. How's it going, Sean?
Not too bad. Getting ready for a big weekend.
I was going to say, you guys have a very big weekend, and I want to talk to you about it. Amber Days are back in Abercrombie. What does that mean for you guys over there?
Yeah, so it's our big weekend of the year. Not many small towns put on a celebration anymore, so we're pretty proud to be able to keep Amber Days going. We did have to take a couple years off due to the COVID, but we're bringing it back better than ever, I think.
Well, that's great to hear. What could I expect for your town's big day?
Sure. So tomorrow night, Friday, August 5th, we're going to start the evening with a community supper sponsored by Paz's Service and Hammond Plumbing and Excavating. I think they're serving up pulled pork and baked beans and some coleslaw. Should be a good meal. And then following the meal, the North Country Trail, which is a trail that leads from one coast to the other in North America here and comes through Abercrombie. They're sponsoring a old-fashioned dance featuring Merle Pepcorn and the Radio Stars. They'll be playing classic country and some rock and roll music for folks to dance to. And then Saturday morning, the 6th, we'll start the day with a 5K run sponsored by the Aber Park Board. The proceeds will go towards their splash pad that they're looking to install in the park in Aber. Along with that, there's a kids fun run that isn't quite as long as the 5K for the younger ones to participate in. Also starting at 7 a.m. going until 9 is a pancake breakfast at the Pavilion Park. Come down and see some fancy pancake flipping down there. They get a little creative with it. Then starting at 9, there's a market in the park with all sorts of vendors. We got quite a few set up. I think after the parade, there will be a Piccadilly face painting down there also. That's always a pretty big hit. Then downtown there will be a kiddie parade starting at 10:45. If you want to participate in that, you line up at the corner of Broadway and Front Street in Abercrombie. That's easy enough to find. That'll be immediately followed by the main parade. Lineup for that is at the elementary school. The parade will start at 11 a.m. If you want to have a float in the parade, I'd suggest being up by the school parking lot by about 10:30, 10:45 a.m. that morning. And they'll get you signed up. We have some special guests coming to MC the parade in the downtown area, Mayor Hagel and Lola Lola, from the cast of the melodrama that'll be happening in town next weekend. We'll be making a guest appearance to MC the parade. After the parade, we'll block off the downtown area and host a pedal tractor pull for the kids and a classic car show. And I've heard rumors that there might even be an ice cream truck showing up in the downtown area.
Ooh, an ice cream truck, man. That's what I get excited for.
Yeah, always a hit. Always a hit. And so the market in the park does go through the afternoon till 4. If you're looking for lunch, the Pavilion Park Board will switch from pancakes to a lunch menu and serve from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. down in the park. At 5 p.m., the rodeo starts in the southeast corner of town. That's always a big hit, brings a lot of people to town. And then after the rodeo, we have our street dance in downtown Abercrombie. And this year we went big, and we're getting Garth Brooks to come to town. So that'll be a real big show. Might not be the real Garth Brooks, but he plays one on TV.
That looks really fun. Shameless the Garth Brooks experience. I think that a lot of people are going to have a really good time with that.
Yes, it should. Nobody in this area has seen him before, so it should be a new show nobody's seen, and should be good.
Well, that's great. I'm very happy. We're talking to Sean with the Amber Community Club. They have their big Amber Days starting tomorrow, August 5th, and going on to Sunday the 7th. Sean, just give everybody kind of a quick rundown how we can get there, and if you know, I have little kids, what time should I be showing up with my kids?
Oh, boy, if, you know, if they want to do the fun run, show up right away in the morning, have them eat some pancakes at 7 a.m. in the park, and then they can burn off that syrup and energy doing the fun run. If you just want to come for the parade, I'd show up a little after 10 a.m. and get a good spot in the downtown area for the parade, stick around for the pedal tractor pull and the ice cream truck. And then the rodeo is always a big hit for kids also. We got a good clown, rodeo clown coming this year. Always entertaining.
Sean, I'm really excited. Amber Days, they start tomorrow, go all the way to Sunday in Abercrombie, North Dakota. Abercrombie, am I right with North Dakota? Am I on the right side of the border there for you?
Oh, yeah, you're on the right side of the river. Yep, North Dakota. And I should mention, Andrew, there will also be lots of events going on in the Fort grounds, reenactments, and I think some blacksmithing demonstrations.
Ooh.
That are always cool to check out, too.
I'm excited for you guys. That's going to be a fun weekend, August 5th, tomorrow, starting tomorrow, going into the 7th, Abercrombie Days. Days are back. Sean, best of luck, and I am looking forward to seeing you up there. I got to get myself some pancakes.
Sounds good. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. More great country music coming your way on The Voice of the Valley, KBMW.